This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I think it would have to be the extremist of extreme situations. It would have to be something completely unforeseen. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere this year. He's not going anywhere after this year. In my opinion, they've made a real commitment to this new regime. The Krafts understood that this was going to take time to turn it around. And so they're going to give this regime the time they need to get this thing turned around. And so it doesn't mean he's going to have a job into perpetuity. I think there's a good chance that both Gerard Mayo and Elliott Wolff are back. Boy, I wouldn't put a percentage on it, but again, it would have to be something completely unforeseen for those guys to lose their job.
All due respect to Phil Perry, who does great work. One of the best on the beat. Asked the tough questions down there. Plugged in guy. Aren't we seeing stuff that's unprecedented? Like, what is going on in this locker room? On, off the field. Like,
I was going to say, just the losing streak alone is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented. Like, what do you mean we'd have to see something really unprecedented? Aren't we seeing that?
Feels like it. They haven't lost six games in a row since 1993. Mm-hmm. They're certainly in jeopardy of losing a seventh straight game coming up on Sunday. Every single wide receiver has had to say something about their role on the team. Guys on defense are calling out other guys on defense. I don't really remember a time. Now, 20 years is a long time. I have a short memory. You know, we know there's been guys that have said stuff, but like all of this in a 7-week span does feel a bit unprecedented.
It's a lot. We're not even halfway through the year to your
and
point.
And like, I think it's, you know, it's crazy to be like, yeah, Bill Belichick never had any problems and nobody ever spoke back to him. Like, that's also not true.
No.
You know, like he dealt with holdouts, you know, with like, we were going back to like the Judon thing. It might not have played out the same way, but you think Logan Mankins was thrilled with all of his contracts and like, you know, Ty Law and Randy Moss and all these guys. Like, no, it got testy with Bill
sure.
before.
Yeah, yeah. So not to make it sound like it was all good under
that's
Bill.
That's what I want to make clear.
But it wasn't this.
No.
And Bill deserved, I'll say it for the millionth time. Bill deserved to lose his job. I don't want Bill back. But I'll give Bill that. It didn't look like this.
And as a lot of people have pointed out, too, when Bill took over, you had William McGinnis, you had Teddy Bruschi, you had Ty Law, you had Drew Bledsoe, you had like all these guys. You had like a lot of established NFL veteran players.
Now you have KJ Osborne.
You have Kendrick Osborne. Yeah, you don't have much, right? So, also, the idea that there might be some sort of like honeymoon period, apparently that was 1 or 2 weeks.
Maybe two.
Well,
it was definitely one, maybe two.
It was two because they won week one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, things have kind of fallen apart, obviously, since.
Yeah.
But it is unprecedented.
So ultimately, Phil thinks he's going to be back. It would be unprecedented.
I do as well. I ultimately think he will be back.
No,
Matt Patricia was back in Detroit. Joe Judge was back in New York.
Yeah, but
those were pretty bad starts.
How bad was Patricia's first year?
Was
it that bad?
I mean, he beat Bill.
That's a good point.
He did beat Bill.
I thought his first year was like okay.
He was 6-10, but he took over a 9-win team.
Yeah, and he's a mess. I mean, look,
he was 3 wins worse, which would be a 1-win season for Mayo. Same thing.
Maybe where they're heading.
Yeah.
So Phil says it would have to be unprecedented. Speaking of unprecedented,
yes,
we just had some lovely guests.
Yes, we did.
Okay. They presented just this giant check.
Big old check.
Very, very generous. Jason and Rachel from the American Diabetes Association. $15,000 doubles for diabetes.
That's pretty good.
What was on the television behind my head? What was going on here behind my head while these two lovely individuals were in
studio? I don't really
want to
even talk about it, Jones, but well, it was
too late now.
It was unspeakable things. I thought during the month of October, I like to put on like a horror movie in here.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no sound on any of these, but I put a horror movie on.
Yeah, so behind me.
You can't see it.
Over here, for instance, McAfee's over here.
Yeah, and McAfee I'll
like,
on TV.
I'll like glance at the McAfee show. You're watching horror movies behind me?
Correct.
So we had Johnson and Flynn in here.
We had four lovely guests in here. And it began as just sort of like a lovemaking scene, which I was like, all right, look away.
Okay, it was a romantic.
Like, bye,
like a romantic.
Romantic's too strong.
No, it was
more. Yeah.
Primal.
Correct. Well, well said.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, that's not great. And so I'm like, they can show that on Sci-Fi? And then so I'm like trying to ask questions and be focused on this. Every time I look over to Jones, next thing I know, one character took a chainsaw to multiple other characters. All I saw was blood on the screen. It was a blood bath.
Chainsaw mid-intercourse.
Correct. It was wild. I've never seen this movie. This is the Dave Grohl.
I'm asking for a friend. Yeah, what is
Studio
this movie?
666.
Asking for a friend. That's what it's called? Studio 666?
I didn't think they could show that much gore at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That was intense.
And so for once, we have actual living, breathing people in here in studio.
No.
Charitable on top of it.
They were very professional, though.
Donating their time, their money. They were very professional. Do you think they saw it?
Yeah.
Kelly saw it.
Yeah.
There's no way Kelly didn't see it.
I don't know how you couldn't have.
I
think they had to. They were very professional. They didn't say, what is wrong with you guys? By the way, I never want to be on with those two again. Yeah, that was insane. I've never seen anything like that. I've been watching horror movies in here all month long. Nothing.
Saw was on and it wasn't even that bad.
No. The first Saw, sneaky, not that gory.
It's really not. It's all implied.
Correct.
There's no people having sex. They cut him with a chainsaw. That's not the plot of the first. No, spoilers.
This was like Terrifier levels.
I thought it was Terrifier. I looked up. I'm like, how did Terrifier get on? That was insane. That was so much blood. I was like, oh, man. They're going to see that.
So that was
good.
That was unprecedented. Yeah. Not the unprecedented Phil Perry was talking about, but that is for sure unprecedented. Yeah. We'll get to the grab bag coming up.
The movie, though? Is it good?
Yeah, what was it?
Yeah. It seems all right. Dave Grohl, who I know is in a little bit of hot water right now, at least with his family. There's one of his families.
What?
One of his families.
One of the families. Yeah. I thought they were sticking it out, those two crazy kids. Did I forget about that?
No, I think they are.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're not in hot water. You could be, just because you're in the relationship doesn't mean it's going great.
No, that's a good point.
So, yeah,
that's a fair point.
He brought home blow pops.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Tearing had to sleep on the couch.
Uh-huh. Tearing the house apart is what that's doing. A lot has changed, Keith. Patriots and Jets from the last time they met. Like,
yeah.
A shocking amount since week three based on these teams playing, you know, just a few weeks ago.
It should be an advantage for the Patriots
It really should be, right? Like, the Jets are a two-win team. You're a one-win team. The game was in New York.
Right.
They're a mess. They fired their coach. You've gotten your good quarterback in there, and yet somehow the Patriots feel further away.
They do.
What is that?
I don't know. What if I told you that, you know, after they played their first game, like, all right, in 4 weeks, we're going to make the quarterback change,
yep,
and it's at home. You're like, all right.
I like that.
It's better.
Yep.
What if I told you that the Jets added Davante Adams and Hassan Reddick? You also lost David Andrews. And I look at them firing Robert Saleh as kind of a win, although they've lost back-to-back games. So maybe it's sort of just neutral.
I thought they'd at least get the one-week dead cat bounce. They did not.
They haven't won a game since the Patriots. They only have two wins, the Jets. One's against the Titans, who are horrible.
They
and one's
squeaked
against
out a win. Against, that was a close game, by the way. I
Will
watched
Levis
a
gave
chunk
it to
of
him.
That game, yeah. And
then they blew out the Patriots.
No matter what the score says, they dominated the Pats. Yeah, those are their two wins.
They lost four straight after that. So they're not that much better off than you in the standings. They do have more overall talent. Like, they have Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and Rodgers and Adams and whatever. Go down the line. But they're right there. Like, they're at least supposed to be good. The Patriots aren't supposed to be good.
No.
Just we thought a little bit better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets, I think, like, nationally, of all the teams are predicted to, you know, make the playoffs, or another way to look at it, teams that were whatever their win total was going into the year, like their over under with Vegas, this is probably the one that's trending the most under.
Yeah, and so to me, I mean, getting Davante Adams, I guess, kind of helps, and getting Hassan Reddick, I guess, kind of helps. That's not what shakes my confidence. The Patriots get Drake May in there. The Jets have fired their coaches. You said that those should be positives for the Pats. The Patriots are at home, for God's sakes. The Jets stink. They're a mess. You're a bigger mess.
What was the spread week three? It was the Thursday night football game. Do you guys remember?
Was it about the same? I want to say it was about. Was it about a touchdown?
It might have been.
I don't recall. But I think it was about the same. But that game was in New York on a short week. This game is home, obviously.
Yeah.
Patriots traveling back from London. So maybe an odd travel week for them. But the Patriots are a bigger mess. The Jets are just a disaster. And the Patriots are a bigger mess than that. So that to me is why they feel farther away. So it's basically the same.
Yeah, but home.
Yeah,
it's
correct.
Actually, they're telling you that it has gotten the
gap has gotten larger.
Yeah. Now, I wonder how much of that is just because this matchup was such a bloodbath.
Maybe, but don't you think it's not just about personnel and it's not just about who the Jets are and who the Patriots are? It's on top of it that the Patriots are looking less and less competitive every single week. I don't think Vegas is factoring in K.J. Osborne trade demands.
No,
and Kayshon Booty and demanding more targets. I don't think they factor that in.
No.
But I'll factor that in.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like they're further away.
But the Jets lost to my guy, Bo Nix.
Uh-huh.
Then they lost to Minnesota.
Russell Wilson shredded them.
I was going to say they lost to Buffalo. So you're like, all right, Minnesota, Buffalo. Like, okay, those are good teams. Pittsburgh has a good record. I don't know how good they are, but they got dominated. They got smoked by Pittsburgh. So like they've lost four consecutive games. Like, I don't know. I mean, but again, 7 points against a horrible Patriots team. They just were a 6-point dog to Jacksonville and got blown out. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what some of these other spread. Now, Tennessee, who they play another week, is also really bad. They're probably even worse than the Jets. So that's another one where maybe the spread's close. But there might be some weird spreads later on with that, with the Pats.
I don't
think against Buffalo, like they might be, that's double digit dog territory.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Do you think if they eke out like a win over the Titans, are we getting another Gatorade bath for Jerod Mayo? Something tells me he's a lot less popular than he was in week one.
I don't think the Gatorade's coming out of the jug in that one. He did get a Gatorade bath this year, which is like, what a moment. So for like the montage of the season at the end of the year, I don't know if there's going to be a Blu-ray for the 2024 Patriots, but if there was, it might start with the Gatorade bath.
Remember those? Like they used to really put a positive spin on every team.
Oh, yeah.
How would you do that with this? May. I guess
Drake
it's just, May. About, just about Drake May.
Yeah, if you did like the NFL Network.
I don't know.
Like, that's the only thing you could do.
Yeah.
Just the future franchise quarterback of a future 5-win team.
Right.
Drake May.
They went to London. They had food poisoning.
Yeah.
They came home.
Yeah. They dumped Gatorade on Jerod Mayo. Yeah. And it was all downhill.
It seems like really more you're like standing on the sidelines. Has there been any thought to maybe like engaging more with the players? I know.
After week 7, the coach was asked if he would want to coach during the game. They saved Doug Peterson's job.
Yep.
They might save Aaron Rodgers' job or at least the Jets' chances anyway.
Sure. It's an amazing question in all reality.
What a fake 3-5 that's going to be.
The Jets?
Yeah, you're 3-5. You beat the Pats twice and the Titans once.
Yeah, you're basically winless.
You're a winless team.
You're a winless team in my book.
We view you as a winless
squad. We need to drop them down to a bottom tier team.
I think so.
So they beat a real team.
Win or lose, Jets go to the bottom tier next week?
Yeah, they should. They haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah, no, I was wrong about them.
Yeah, great amount of curve. That is an amazing question, though.
The food question to Gonzalez?
No. Oh. I like that question. Not everyone liked that.
That was a good
although,
investigative
journalist. Like, I mean, the team's being asked. They're being asked about what they're eating all day today. We were asking that on Monday.
No, and I was looking like a jackass.
Yeah.
Instead, that was like a good, maybe the best question I've ever asked.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask every guest what they're eating.
See where that goes.
What'd you have on the way in today?
No, but that question by, I think it was Taylor Kyles. I've not gotten confirmation.
Really more years like standing on the sidelines. Has there been any thought to maybe like engaging more with the players?
Any thought at all? Have you considered coaching?
Yeah. First of all, is there a brain in there? Like, I don't know. Is that like, you know, if we opened your head up, what's in there?
What do we got?
Is just just slamming cymbals together in there? Is that all that's going on?
I engage with the players. I engage with the defense.
I talk to the defense.
Yeah. I also have a headset where I'm flipping through channels.
Yeah, I engage with the players, not all of them, just the defense.
Yep.
And I flip through the channels.
I got all my podcasts on this thing. I listen to all my podcasts. All my shows are right here. I can change the channel anytime I want. I can go 2-point speed. I can go half speed.
It is like a Tim Robinson bit.
Who's he
radio
talking?
Went out. Your communications.
That's always the case.
Right.
Yes. Every time you play here, you have radio. I said
problems.
What I said.
Every time you play here, radio pops into your headset.
What I said. Yeah.
So, well, so now like it's something to watch on Sunday. Another thing to watch. Does Jerod Mayo continue to do what he's been doing, which essentially
point.
Is Raw Dog in the sideline, staring off into space time they cut over to him?
Raw Dog in the sideline, meaning he's staring off into space, not what was going on the TV behind me earlier this hour.
That was intense, dude. I could.
Yeah.
That's the most professional thing I ever did. It's not like gasp out loud and scream. Like, scream at the TV. Or, like, try to cover it.
Just sprint it over.
Mom! Mom, what are you doing in here? It was intense.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Or,
Dad, what was I searching on the computer? Nothing? What?
I didn't turn this on. I don't know how this goes.
I think what he's doing, he's trying to watch some illegal channels here. So then, no, but does Mayo go opposite and is just talking to everybody like a maniac on the sideline?
The real reason to watch. This is the real reason to watch the game on Sunday. Not are they going to win or anything about Drake May,
does
whatever.
Does Mayo stick to his guns and not say a word and not coach anybody? Or does he go overboard and he's telling guys how to tie their shoes and he's like helping them strap their helmets up and he's like running like a maniac?
I want him to lean in on just doing nothing.
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 My guess would be nothing. Because he's like, well, I got to double down now.
Yeah.
I'm on the headset.
People are questioning my methodology. There's a method in my madness.
I think he's touching the headset like that does anything. Like, he's just like, guys, Guess who we got?
Yeah.
The coordinator's like, is he talking to you? Like, no, he's just mouthing things. That's a fun game.
He's practicing. He's a mime.
We might need drinking games to get through the Patriots season.
Yeah,
I think
idea.
Another good Patriot drinking game would be every time they show Mayo, if he's not saying anything, take a drink. You would be done. Third quarter, like, what happened to Keefe?
He's like, oh, he's putting this. He's going to keep a piece of gum in his mouth, so he's chewing it, so it's constantly moving.
He needs to do that. Yeah. That would help him.
Early career Joe Mazzulla. Like, chomp away.
Maniac Joe.
Yeah.
Smashing gum.
Shift the focus.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not doing anything? Look at me hammering away at this guy.
You may be doing too much. You're doing too much.
Well, you'd also be hammered if we had a Belichick drinking game for all the shots he and his cronies take at the Patriots.
This group is really one to behold. Lombardi, Belichick, and Patricia. Like, good Lord.
Okay. Let's hear it. We played this earlier. This is from Underdog. It's pretty good.
It's Jets week, but boy, the Patriots got a lot of questions to answer between the head coach and the atmosphere. Okay.
A lot of questions. Head coach.
The coach. I'd ask a question there.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
He's going with atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you fans won't be loud enough at Gillette Stadium.
Show up?
Yeah. No, I think he means more locker room, but you could read it as, like, what's the crowd going to be like?
No, I'm with you. I think he means locker room, but he could lean in on there. Yeah. Anybody going to watch that game?
Lighthouse. He's mad at the Lighthouse still.
Okay, boy, the Patriots got a lot of questions to answer between the head coach and the atmosphere and, you know, who's soft and who's not soft and so forth. It's
none of your business.
Well, when you ride bicycles in the locker room, I mean, I don't know how you could pretend you're not soft. I mean, everybody gets a bicycle ride. I mean, isn't that what they're there for, right?
Probably to warm up, but I know what you're saying there, Mike.
I'm just saying what I saw. It's a kinder, gentler program. I'm not sure that we can,
you
do that,
what?
Especially when you have such.
You know who comes across the best in all this?
Patricia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's like, all right, like, I want to be in on the joke. Obviously, I'm going to say whatever Bill says, but he's like, I think guys might. You can ride a bicycle and still be tough.
You know what he needs to lean in on?
You ever heard of Floyd Landis?
No, he does come across the best out of these, you know, clowns.
Lance Armstrong was a hero.
You know,
he was, and then he wasn't.
He told
Vince
Vaughn to go back into that dodgeball game.
Yeah, he was, and then he wasn't, and then he's not. Now he's besmirched, but he got those bracelets popular.
You've seen a Sunday conversation right on Barstool. You've seen that?
Oh, with Caleb Pressy?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Patricia needs to lean in on the Glenny balls, just sitting there.
Just eating ice creams.
Sitting in the corner, just doesn't say anything. Just all of a sudden they cut to him, he's just eating ice cream.
It's just Lombardi trying to like make Bill laugh with like, bad is it now that you're not there? Isn't it awful, Bill? They'll never be able to win another game.
Nick said this earlier, and it's so accurate. He goes, Lombardi's just there to say all the parts that Bill doesn't quite want to say, but you know they're talking about. Like that bike thing, you know Bill's like,
yeah.
Did you see riding
look at
bicycles?
Look at this soft team
riding around bicycles. Look at the basketball hoop they have
it's
in
like
there.
You guys had no bicycles last year and you won 4 games.
Yeah.
And your offense got worse for 4 consecutive years.
But Lombardi is so desperate for approval and recognition and like Bill's acknowledgement that he interjects with that bicycle point.
It's outrageous.
It's so true.
It's just, it's obnoxious.
Was there Bill circles back with a little bit at the end, right?
It's a young team, and their offensive line has really struggled all year. They struggled to pass protect. That was a problem going into the season. It was a problem last year.
Yeah, no doubt. In both lines, honestly.
Right.
You know, the Patriots have had they can't even get the same 5 guys on the field, and then that's been an issue, whether on when he's playing guard or tackle. 2 guys they signed in the offseason aren't even on the team anymore. So that's been a little bit of a musical chairs. And then the same thing with the Jets. It's been it's been a struggle there too.
Okay.
A nice little shot at Wolf as well. Just Mayo, not reserve only for Mayo.
So that's new for Bill, isn't that?
Yeah, I think most of it's been focused on, well, it was nothing after they won. And then it's been sort of
Kraft Mayo. Yeah, but now he's got Elliot Wolf in the crosshairs, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I agree with you. That's my interpretation there.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's happier that they're bad than Bill Belichick. Like, this, he wants them to desperately be bad. I still think it's lame he didn't talk about them after they won. I mean, did he really think they're going to keep winning? You might as well have talked about them then and then been able to jump on board afterwards, but whatever.
Would have given you credibility.
Yeah. But now it's just like jumping on this for nonsense. Although, you know what Lombardi did? I wonder if he didn't realize he did, but he's like, yeah, the O-line's been bad. It was bad last year.
Like, did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Wait, give it
he
a
did.
Again.
That's the closest
actually,
thing he's
hang
ever
on.
Done
yeah,
to.
Can we cue that up again, Nick?
Lombardi said they were bad, and then
he's like, they were bad last year. Bill's like,
huh?
It's like, oh, man, I should have just stuck with the bike joke.
Yeah, but the defense was good.
I said too much.
Defense was really good.
I should have stuck with that bike joke.
Why don't you guys talk about the offense from 2 years ago?
And their offensive line has really struggled all year. They struggled to pass protect. That was a problem going into the season. It was a problem last year.
Yeah. Oh! In your face. Now, I think he's using that as like, hey, Elliot Wolf, wake up. It was a problem. You needed to improve it, and you didn't. But also, like, pointing out that Bill was bad last year.
There was a problem last year, Bill.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that might, you might be on timeout. Ed's in the car. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, this reminds me of Pete Carroll.
This is worse.
When he took over for Parcells.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've heard it before. Yeah, okay. It's
well,
like
yeah,
that.
I mean, a lot of teams do this in all sports. I mean, look at the Red Sox, how different their managers are personality-wise, right? You have some success, and then it falls apart, and then it's like, well, you don't want to hire somebody that's the same. So Bill Parcells was a hard ass, but also at a time when I think it was easier to be a hard ass in the NFL. They replaced him with a super fiery, like, players coach who ended up being good. People always clown on Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll was good in Seattle, but regardless.
No, he was, but just because he was good in Seattle,
no,
didn't
he wasn't
mean he
good
was here.
No, he wasn't. And he made him worse, and he had a lot of talent, and he made him worse. But it was a little bit easier to sort of cover things up, I guess, when he won 10 games, right? His first year.
I think he went 10-9-8. Yeah, he went.
Oh, he got worse. No doubt.
Yeah, I believe they were in the Super Bowl. Then he went 10, made the one around.
Yeah.
9, made the playoffs, but lost right away in the wild card round, and then 8 and missed the playoffs.
Yeah, you give him 8 more years, they would have been winless. But, like, it was it was going in the wrong direction with Pete. I'm not trying to tell you he was great here.
But the lesson is in the overcorrection, right? Like, you're going too far away. We need a change from Bill Parcells to Pete Carroll. And I think that's, to me, the point. But this is way worse.
Also, because you're just losing so many games. And, like, that's what it always comes back to. Is like, are you winning or are you losing? It's like, oh, you're losing again and again.
You think if Gerard Mayo took over a team that had the talent that Pete Carroll took over, how do you think that would go? Like, do you think he could coach a talented team? Obviously, it's not a talented team.
Oh.
Do you think he could get more out of a talented team?
I don't think there's any indication that he could.
Me either.
Like, I don't think so at all.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It's true, but yeah. What would you point to say? Even if this team had a bunch of talent, what would you even point to where you're like, oh yeah, I'd believe in him if he had a talented roster?
Yeah, because that's the thing. Even though I think Bill is not the same coach as he once was, if Bill was on the Cowboys, I would have more confidence in the Cowboys. If Gerard Mayo went to the Cowboys, I'd be like, okay, what is that going to do?
Well, when you phrase it like that, I agree.
You know what I mean? True. Like that's how I look at it, and I think, regardless of if anybody thinks Bill's still great or not, I at least see him as value add coaching wise, roster wise. No, but with Mayo, it's like, all right, what is your defining skill set? Why could he take a team and push them over the top? I have no reason to think that.
Me neither. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. We'll see what Arcan and Hart have coming up at that point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, all the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, let's start game number 2 for the Boston Celtics tonight. They are on the road for the Washington Wizards. season debut. Celtics, the line's already moved. I think it was 13.5 earlier. Oh. It's now 14.5.
Oh!
Shai must have gone big on that game.
Well, let me tell you.
Asking us about
I was
it.
Gonna, I'm happy you brought this up because I was going to peel back the curtain. Shai comes in earlier.
Yep.
And he goes, what do you guys think about the Wizards? How bad are they? And we
they're
go, they're
bad,
trash.
Man. They're real bad.
And he goes, should I lay the 13.5
yep.
against Washington? And I go, who do they got?
I was like, great. It'd be the Celtics.
He's like, the Celtics, Jones. I'm like, oh, right. I'm like, yeah, I would definitely lay that. So
it's going to be another beatdown.
It's already moved to 14. That 14 probably half. Is a big Shine bet.
Shine must have gone 2 units. It's
oh,
at 2 least, units.
Maybe 3.
30 hams? 40 hams?
Well, I don't.
How many hams?
I don't want a unit shame, but don't you think? I'd hope he's
for Shine?
Yeah.
A lot of hams.
You think he's dabbling in a bigger unit?
I do.
It's hard to.
I mean, knowing him the way I know him.
I've dabbled in a small unit most of my life.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable that way.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
It is the Boston Bruins and the Dallas Stars tonight. So, Celtics, Wizards, and Bruins Stars both at 7 o'clock.
A double feat. Oh, they're both at 7?
7.
A tip double off feature
and
at 7 o'clock.
Puck drop.
Which one you watching?
Or
flipping back and forth.
Maybe you have two TVs.
Yeah.
Maybe you have more likely you have a TV and
which
a
one am
phone
I watching?
Slash computer slash iPad.
I mean, which one am I watching, though? And if I don't have multiple screens as an option, which who doesn't, I guess. But if I had to choose.
Everybody's got multiple screens.
Yeah.
Now.
If I want to stay focused, I got to focus on one or the other.
Bees.
No, you watch the Celtics for 5 minutes and then game's
true.
Over and you go to the Bruins.
They'll be up by 30.
Yeah.
But good stuff. Make sure I get my bets
yeah.
and then see if the Bruins can figure things out.
Yeah, and I refuse to take the under again, as I did in the opener. That didn't go well.
But a real treat for the listener, we talked about this earlier with our guest Andrew Raycroft. Raycroft, Tuukka Rask, and Patrice Bergeron are doing an alt broadcast on Nesson Plus.
Yeah.
So 7 o'clock. Watch three guys watch the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes.
See if Razor can get either of those two to say anything, because I think that's going to be a little bit of a trick.
Oh, you could never shut those two up during their careers. No, I'm legit going to watch this over the regular broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want to see how these guys do. Yeah. And he told us they're all in the same room. It's not a Manning cast situation.
Is it the first Drew Carter game tonight?
Oh, is it?
Right, of the year? Like a first official Drew Carter takeover of Mike Gorman?
But he did all the road games last
year. He did do games
last
year, it's true. But like first official takeover. I saw him on NBA. I told Billy and Nick about this. I don't know if I told you this.
Yeah.
After the game the other night, it was outrageous. Even for a Celtics broadcaster, it was outrageous.
What was he doing?
The amount of just, are they setting a wins record?
Oh, he's,
like, raise the banner level stuff.
Is he pro team?
He is pro team.
Yeah.
I don't know if Judd's doing the same thing.
Where do you stand on him? Do you like him?
Judd?
No.
Drew.
Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know him. But
I don't know. I don't know him either. But
like, am I biased against the 25-year-old Syracuse kid who gets the job right away?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes, agree.
I acknowledge my bias. I don't root I do not root for people like
Richard
that.
Richard Petty when it comes to that.
Same. Yeah. Exactly. Like I admit my bias.
How dare you? Do you know what I was doing when I was 25?
I have no interest in rooting for someone like that. And so, no, not a fan. No.
Yeah.
Might be a nice guy.
Maybe the best.
Don't care.
Maybe the best guy.
Give him the Jacoby Brissett treatment.
Guy.
Yeah. Not my. Yeah. Give him the Jacoby Brissett treatment.
I'm biased against Syracuse people and people that have like a voice like that.
Mm.
Get out of here. Be more of like a regular
guy. Have a human voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like just like a Joey bag of donuts, you know? Just like a regular guy doing the games.
It's true.
I want some old guy off the street doing the games. Just pull him in there, have him do some games.
Yeah.
I'll get it, honey. Must be grab bag.
Oh.
TNT doubleheader tonight, though. You have Victor Wembanyama versus Luka Doncic, Spurs Mavericks, and then the late game, Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets.
Nice. I like Dino Nuggets. Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets, though, you're going to like a lot.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Who you got in that one? In Denver?
Thunder.
Oh.
I'll take the Thunder.
It's the Rocky Mountains, though, Keith.
Ooh, the air is thin.
52-80.
No, I saw that. They put that on some of their alternate uniforms.
Oh, I was on the Broncos helmets the other day. I saw on Thursday Night Football.
They should just, the Broncos should just wear those nice oranges with like the
orange crush.
Light blue.
Absolutely. What are the Nuggets wearing tonight? Are they wearing throwbacks?
I like their rainbow one.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Yeah, real nice.
Yep.
You shall not resist, grab bag.
76ers are being investigated into this whole Joel Embiid thing. Like, is he not playing because he's hurt or is he not playing just because he's needs a break? What's going on here with Joel Embiid?
So, yeah, does this go back to players sitting on national TV and
they
like
don't
that?
Like
it goes
that.
Back to that policy.
They don't care for that. Correct.
So, I mean, who knows? It's just the Sixers, you made a case that we should drop the Sixers down a tier, and I was adamant they should be on the Super Macho Man tier.
No.
the contenders tier, not the Celtics tier, but the tier below that.
Right.
And I said I want them there. You wanted to downgrade them. Keith, you were right. Paul George isn't playing. Forget Embiid not playing back-to-backs. He's not playing for the first week of the year. Yeah, they're not going to be good.
No.
They are not. I was one game in for some teams, and I'm already wrong.
You're shooketh.
Yeah.
You're shooketh.
Which one of you guys ordered the grab bag?
Robert Saleh has joined the Green Bay Packers staff in like a fluid role, I believe is how Matt LaFleur referred to it as. Yeah,
first of all, gross.
Yeah, but and friend of the Matt LaFleur's friend, Robert Saleh, now with the Green Bay.
They've won 3 in a row and 5 of 6.
All right.
They get the Jaguars this week. How do you feel overall? Yeah, how do you feel overall about their chances with Saleh? I feel worse about it.
Probably a little bit worse. Yeah. You can bring him down a little bit.
I think it brings him down.
It's
I don't
like
know
when
how
Bill
but
brought back Patricia the first time.
Yeah.
And he had like an undefined. That was a fluid role.
Yeah.
There was it. What was that? 2020 or 21?
I don't recall which year, but yeah.
Oh, 21, he was the offensive coordinator, right? Nah, I forget. But the year prior to that.
22, he was the offensive coordinator.
All right, so 21, he was like on the staff. It's just sort of like a whatever. Yeah. We didn't really know.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Look who's got his job back. Bryce Young is going to be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. What do you think of that?
So all I can think about when I hear Bryce Young is starting is, can you play any Carolina Panthers in fantasy football? I think that, like, if you have Deontay Johnson.
What do you think?
Like, I don't even think he's practicing, so maybe that decision gets taken care of for you, but you can't, with Bryce Young, I don't think you can play Chuba. I don't think you can play Deontay Johnson.
Or do you think he's learned
and
from...
They have the Broncos this week, and I have the Broncos defense. They're projected to win up 3 points after it was announced that Bryce Young was starting.
I just wonder...
Do you think he's learned from sitting? That can be a thing. People have learned from sitting.
I don't think quarterbacks learn from sitting. He'll be a good test case. But I just wonder, is he going to keep the job now and Carolina's like, let's go get that number one pick? Like, I kind of wonder if that's what's going on, but... Yeah, fantasy football-wise, if you were riding the Deontay Johnson train or Chuba Hubbard, I think that's about to die.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Swing. There's a line drive left center field. Deep back by the wall. And it is.
Grab bag.
All right. How about this? Oregon State and Washington State football will play each other twice next season in the regular season because the
Pac-12. Because they're so short on teams?
There's no teams in the Pac-12. They're going to expand in 2026. So for 2025, they're still like holding on to this conference. So they're going to have two.
Home and home.
Yes. They're going to do a regular season home and home.
They should play them back to back.
No, they don't need to do that.
Home and home.
They don't need to go crazy.
Why?
Well, it's not like real back to back. It's
kind of
like
a week. Yeah, but they should do that. It's like a series.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. They should space it out a little
bit.
Why? Because it's
NFL. In the NFL, sometimes you do 2 and 3 weeks. Why can't they do back to back weeks?
I don't like when they do that.
Okay, but they do
I don't like this
at all.
Beavers, Cougars, though.
Beavers and Cougs.
You like better. What are you more after? I'll stop it.
Grab bag.
The Coug.
What are you more of a hunter of?
Coug kind of checks both boxes.
Hey, speaking of baseball, Jones, the Red Sox documentary, The Comeback, is out on Netflix right now. We discussed it briefly earlier in the show. It's 3 episodes. They're each like an hour long. And it's the 03, 04 Red Sox, really the height of sports period. And I've watched 2 episodes. You've watched 2 episodes. Billy, where were you at? You watched 0 episodes?
He hasn't started yet.
Nick's also at 0 episodes.
Going to rip through it tonight.
I think next week we really get into this a little bit. It's pretty excellent. Now, a lot of it is just the member berries.
Mm-hmm.
Like just watching a highlight. But
this is worth member berries.
Yes.
Like it's that great of a moment, and it's 20 years gone.
That's true.
It's worth the member berries. Like here's what I'm curious about, and I guess I haven't read about it at all. Like you said, Keith, you and I both randomly watched the first 2 episodes. I don't know what it says that we both watched 2 and then stopped before the third. But it is an endorsement. Like I think it's great.
Oh, no, it's just late. I started so late. I was like, I'll watch 1 what I said.
And then you said 2. That's you ended up watching a second one. No, it's great. I'm just having trouble figuring out what's new and what I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Like some of the footage, they had footage inside the clubhouse in 2003 after they lost Game 7 in New York. Boone walks it off. Spoiler alert. And like... Have we seen that footage before? I feel like I haven't, but maybe I just forgot about it over the years. Some of the details that like Jed Hoyer has about Thanksgiving at the Schilling's house or even like Nomar's injury to start 2004. I don't know if I've heard before, but maybe they're known. But I found it to be very interesting. We should talk about it more in depth next week.
What's your favorite?
Grab bag.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
All right, horror movie of the day, as it is hashtag Dorktober for another week. I'm going to go with a Stephen King adaptation that is on Netflix called Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game?
Gerald's, like Gerald Green, yeah. The great dunker of the NBA.
Yeah.
Gerald's Game.
Gerald the Giraffe.
Mike Flanagan directed it, 91 on Rotten Tomatoes. It for a horror movie is off the charts. There was a little bit of a couple.
Mm?
They go to like a little cabin in the woods type of situation.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, he handcuffs her to the bed.
Uh-huh.
His heart gives out. Drops dead.
What?
Nobody around.
What?
Dead man. She's handcuffed to the bed.
Well, spoiler alert.
Well, that gets you in the door.
Okay.
There's plenty of movie after
I'm
that.
I'm in the door, all right. The way this started, I'm in the door.
That's not the problem. No, that's how it gets going. That is...
So not Studio 666.
No, I can't really speak to this.
I was wondering if maybe that's where Studio 666 got that from, but okay, I was wrong about that.
Yeah. So out in the middle of nowhere, what do you do? It's a classic, what do I do in this situation?
Mm.
So something to chew on.
The guy who got wedged in the rocks and got his arm stuck?
7 hours.
Got to chop your arm off.
Oh, no. There's one recently. You see that one?
No.
They were talking about it on the morning show.
Oh, she dropped her phone.
And she went down a bunch of rocks.
I did see that story. Yeah, yeah.
No, you're thinking 127 hours
that
of James Franco.
Thinking, yes.
Based off
the
story.
It was a real story, but but the James Franco vehicle, yes.
Brought it to the Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, you might have to gnaw your arm off, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Right. This one, this is a player who played in 2003-2004, so that was... Not against those teams. Actually, yes, he was an Oriole. How do you like that? So, this is a player who played from 2001 to 2007 with the Orioles.
Okay.
Then, for some reason, he was out the game that long, and then came back 2 years with the Dodgers in 10 and 11.
What position?
He was an outfielder.
So it's not Mike Bordick. I was going to go Mike Bordick.
It's not Mike Bordick. Okay. He was a right fielder. It says he played first base. I remember him more in right field. He was a lefty stick. He topped out at 28 dongs.
Nice.
He had 3 20-plus Long Johnson seasons. He drove in 100 runs once in 03. He was a zero-time all-star.
It's not Chris Davis?
It's not Chris Crush Davis.
He was pretty much a DH, right?
He was like... 50 homers, wasn't there?
Yeah, no,
40
that's true.
Even.
He was much higher than 28. That's true.
Yeah. He was a guy that played
on... chastised for my guesses over here, but yes.
He played on all those Oriole teams in the early 2000s that the Red Sox played against.
Okay, so one more time. 2001 to 2007, he was out of the game and then back a couple of years later?
With the Dodgers.
Right fielder, left-handed hitter, 28 homers.
Yes. 100 RBI, career 260 hitter. Nothing there. Two career steals.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. So it's
no
not.
No bag stealing.
I was kind of trying to think of like Eric Burns or someone like that. Not Eric. Yeah. He wasn't on those teams long enough.
It's not Melvin Mora. Somebody has on
good
the
guess.
Thing. Which he was a teammate, though, of Melvin Mora.
Third baseman.
Yep.
He's not. This guy's not a third baseman. I was saying Melvin Mora is a third baseman.
Right.
Billy, you're quiet.
He was in right field on the 2004 Orioles, who have some household names on there, including Miguel Tejada.
Yep.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Sure.
And this gentleman was out there in right field, patrolling right field at Camden Yard.
Oh, you said lefty at the bat?
Yes.
I was going to guess Mark Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Not Mark Reynolds.
Lefty with the bat.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be...
All right, let me look
be,
at the text
might
line.
Might be too Mark deep Reynolds. A cut.
Maybe Shoeless Joe.
Nobody's going to get this. I got any texts here?
Curtis Luskanic.
What was it? Mordecai Three Fingers Brown.
Oh, Mordecai Three Fingers Brown.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Some of these guys. This is a tough one.
Not Mike Mordecai.
This is a tough one.
No. Nothing?
Text line's got it.
Jay Gibbons?
Yes.
Jay Gibbons.
Remember him because he used to have Brent Musburger eyes. Like the outside corners like drooped.
Correct. Oh, correct.
So Jay Gibbons. Good job by the
Jay
text line.
Jay Gibbons. Those were some bad Oriole teams, but he was
back-to-back back text line days?
Yep, text line got it again.
I feel like the text line's getting them much more frequently than we are these days. But yes, 37937.
Yeah, countless people out there.
I kind of remember that name, but I don't...
Jay Gibbons, you'd remember him. I was just thinking of a guy that they played, like these 03-04 Red Sox Yankees would have played against.
That's why
I landed on Jay Gibbons.
28 homers.
Not bad.
I thought you were going to go like a Matt Wieters or something like that.
Matt Wieters is a good one.
He was more recent.
Big prospect.
Big prospect.
Matt Wieters, I believe it was.
What was it, Nick?
I think he played longer. Like a Javi Lopez.
Oh.
Javi Lopez was on that team. That Orioles team.
Grab bag.
There you go. There you have it, folks.
No Brady Anderson guesses. Were you too smart not to guess Brady Anderson? I guess that was
I assumed Brady Anderson was too easy.
Yeah, well, and I said 28 been, dongs was the highest.
Yeah,
so Brady Anderson, good everybody
point.
Knows, is a 51 homers.
A flood of Brady Anderson guesses on the text line.
Yep,
that is incorrect.
Yep.
That's your random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with Arcan and Hart. I know they're talking to Tom Curran here today on a Thursday. Let's see what else they have coming up next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're wrapping things up. It's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 big deal meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the roast turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. Hart, you guys talked to Schefter yesterday. He didn't shoot you down about Jerod Mayo being out after 1 year.
No, he did not. I feel like nobody's going to go down the shoot it down road right now. A lot of people would have 2 months ago. It was guaranteed. He's back. He's getting multiple years, the whole thing. Now it's like, he'll probably be back.
Should
right?
be?
Yeah.
But, man.
I do think, correct me if you guys don't agree with this take.
All right.
He'll make it through the season.
Yes.
Because I don't think Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I'll grant you that. He wouldn't fire him in December.
Also, like what are you going to do, promote Van Pelt
right.
or Covington?
Right.
Like, just let him.
And you might get the bump and then lose the first round pick or something.
Oh,
so there's
sure.
no positive.
No, he's staying the year, but that, yeah. I don't,
you'd be labeling him, I think, the worst coach in the history of football.
Wow.
Especially if you did it now.
Urban Meyer?
I don't know.
I mean, if you count
Frank
college,
Reich,
he's not.
Frank
but,
Reich didn't survive. I mean, I know
Frank
he had,
Reich at least coached before.
He had done something before, true.
Yeah.
Steve Wilkes, where did Steve Wilkes go? Although he
was one and done.
He survived the year, yeah.
And not being in those various cities, the brush fires are ridiculous here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's everywhere. Like today.
No.
The latest thing I didn't see coming. Who would you say is the example in the wide receivers room? KJ Osborne. Excuse me? He just asked for a trade.
No, Kendrick Bourne still has to be like, the guy.
Yeah, but that's not what the OC said.
Oh.
Alex Van Pelt said,
got it.
KJ Osborne. He's always right. He always runs his routes at the right depth. And he always, yeah, and he posts on social media about how unhappy he is with his role and then goes to the media and
jokes
says,
about it.
That's an alley-oop that I'm going to leave alone. I'm not going to dunk that one
yeah,
home for you.
Intense.
Do you think, we talked about this earlier, Mara came out in New York and gave a vote of confidence to Daboll and Shane, said they're not going to make any changes. Does Robert Kraft have to do something like that?
No, I don't think he does. Because I think everybody, the one thing I don't agree with is a win will fix everything. No, it won't.
Yeah.
What the hell's a win going
to
fix?
I mean, it might help, to put a tourniquet on or something like that, but
no,
it's not,
I think
it's not gonna fix everything.
I think it's the
the vote of confidence would be worse.
100%. The
vote
of confidence is always like comical, and I think Mara doing it with Daboll in year three is like a little bit different, and we'll see if he actually sticks by it and if he's there next year and all that. If you do it seven games in, that's insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's like you feel like, oh, I have to address this now. Not good.
And
so
it's also
it'd
like,
be worse if he did.
Kind of like, you know, going home to get your mom to fight the bully. Like, no, you're the head coach. You need to figure this out. You can't have Robert stand up behind you like, you listen to this guy in front of me right now. I'm the big bad boss. No, like,
so
this is you, Jerod.
Well, how about if it's not a vote of confidence? Does he need to come out and, like, explain what's going on?
Have you heard him talk lately?
No, I have.
If I were him, I wouldn't.
But, like, you don't want the – people want the accountability with John Henry.
Because he's going to – but he's going to come out and somehow –
make it worse.
He's going to blame Bill for something.
Yeah.
And like, oh, here we go again. I don't think he can help himself.
He'll throw lighter fluid on
I'd probably
everything.
Leave it alone.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Stay away.
You should be accountable, but – would he help anything by talking?
No. I do kind
no
of
chance.
Disagree with you a little bit. A win doesn't fix everything, but a win goes a long way. Because how many times have we heard Mayo just say post-game or on the morning show, like, hey, we got to be better. We got to coach better. We got to do this better. If you keep saying that and you keep losing, it's like nothing's getting through. At least if you won, some sort of change you made had to have worked if the result is there, right?
I don't know, because I think I think the least of this team's problems are the scoreboard and the record. I think it's everything
it all comes
else.
Down to that,
no,
think.
It doesn't.
What do you mean?
The social media, the police issues, the coach backtracking
but
on everything he says
for
issues.
It's easier for all those guys to do that after a loss, is how I look at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this core seems like they'll do it no matter what.
They might.
It's what Kendrick Bourne said today. They're all individualized. That's all they're doing.
Yikes.
Like, that's your guy. And he actually, I thought, did a great job today.
That is
listening
our guy.
To his...
We'd actually love to talk to him more, but that is our guy. Yeah.
And you should, because he did a great job at media availability today, kind of being the professional, kind of being the adult in the room in a tough situation. But they are all individualized, and that's the problem. They are not a team. And the team part of it stinks.
So you guys are talking to Curran today, right?
Curran.
Yes, it's a Tommy Thursday. Nice, Jones, by the way. Usually you're like at least 2 days off. Yes.
I've started to make a little note to myself what day it is.
I could actually hear it. You were talking about Schefter. You played the audio and you're like, Schefter joins them
every Wednesday.
I literally did do that.
Well, I can hear it.
Yeah. So Curran.
Yes, Curran coming your way at 3:30 today. I mean, and
he just did it too.
I need to make sure I knew what time it was. I knew it was today, but I forgot what time. And also we'll be revisiting our pillar power rankings today as well.
Did you guys catch the first pillar power?
I heard about it.
We heard all about it. Yeah. A lot of alliteration. Which I am
Channel
not 7
actually called They Love It. They want to turn it into a TV show.
I don't doubt it. Oh, I don't doubt it.
They do like the alliteration over there. It's true. So stay tuned. We got WEEI Afternoons, Arcan, and Hart here on WEEI. We're back tomorrow with the Patriots Friday. I think Alex Van Pelt,
AVP, and maybe a player. Maybe Kendrick Bourne.
Lots of odd questions.
I'll for sure have a few odd
questions.
What'd
you eat in London?
Well, if guys are getting food poisoning, I feel like it's a fair question.
Very valid. Friday 4-pack, week in review, and of course, Keefe's Keys. You're not going to want to miss that. That's tomorrow at 10 o'clock right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.